J.D. Anderson talking to Ryan Yurden, drummer from Kansas City Rockers Puddle of Mud. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat with us today, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
You guys are busy touring around in support of the fourth album, Volume 4, Songs in the Key of Love and Hate. What city are you calling from today?
We are in Flint, Michigan today.
Wow. And who are you touring around with? How's the tour going so far?
The tour is good, man. We started it off with Shinedown, and we left them about a week ago, and now we're playing with a band called Kavo.
Really cool disc you guys have out. You know, it's almost a homecoming, if you will, too, because it marks the return of lead guitarist Paul Phillips. How good was it to have him back in the fold?
It was great to have Paul back. Him and Wes are, you know, good friends, and they have a really good chemistry, and it's just kind of like putting some old shoes on that fit really well. So it was a, you know, a really good thing to have Paul back in the band.
Now, I hear that he and Wes did a lot of the writing at Wes's house, you know, just kind of chilling out on the couch, acoustic guitars with them, a couple bottles to help with the writing process.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true. You know, they would come into rehearsals and, you know, say, we were up all last night and here's the riff and what do you guys think? And it seemed like most of the songs were written like that. The record was done really fast, you know. It was the fastest record, I think, done by Puddle of Mud. So yeah, that's pretty true, man. They just hang up at Wes's pad and kind of jam all night and bring the stuff down, and then we put it together and rock it.
Wicked cool, man. Now, is it true that frontman Wes Scantlin's 12-year-old son even has a writing credit on the track, on one track on the album?
Yeah, well, Jordan was hanging out at the studio with us, and he was and he came up with that riff for Hooky, or I think he had it for a little while. Just the guitar riff, and then we, you know, we just started, like, you know, joking around, like, we should record that, or we should jam on it, or whatever. And I remember playing drums, like, on my lap with him when he was playing the riff, and his eyes were really big, and he was exciting. I think it was his first time really, like, you know, getting to kind of jam with somebody. So, yeah, I'm not sure exactly how the whole split thing went down, but that definitely came from the little man.
That's a wicked cool, man. Think about what we were doing when we were 12 years old. I was waiting to sprout some armpit hair and waiting for my voice to change so I could chase the girls around. I don't know what you were doing, but this was the first time that you recorded an album with the band. How would you compare this one to, you know, past recording experiences elsewhere?
Well, you know, like I said, I've been involved in records before that were, you know, very planned out. You know, you do pre-production and you record everything and you make sure the arrangements are right and you make sure, you know, all the parts are in place and everybody's got their pushes together and all that kind of stuff. And then you go into the studio and you just kind of, you know, go through the process again and actually record it for real. But this record was different just because it was so fast, man. We were writing some of the parts to some of the songs as we were recording them. So we would just be, like, in the middle of tracking the song and go, you know what, we should extend that bridge. And we did, you know, and we just track it right there and it would be done and move on to the next song. So it was a very, you know, fast process.
JD talking to Puddle of Mud's drummer Ryan Yurden. You recorded the new album out in Vancouver, and it's the same place where the Olympics are underway now. Here you even recorded a track for Team USA.
Yeah, we recently got a call from AT&T, and they wanted us to, you know, do something for the Olympics or whatnot. And Wes had this course that he came up with the last couple weeks or whatnot, and we thought it was a good fit. And so we just went into the studio, and it went well, man. I dig that song, so you guys can check it out. It's called Shook Up the World.
Proceeds from the download going to U.S. Olympic team?
This is true.
Now, being on the road, you guys, have you had a chance to watch any of the Olympic events?
Last night was the first time that I saw anything to do with the Olympics, and I watched the snowboarding thing, and that's actually the first time I've seen Shaun White, and that guy's just a badass.
He's stellar, man. Yeah. Well, there's four members in the band, man. Here's what I want from you. If each of you were competing at the Olympics, tell us which events each person would be competing in.
Wow. Well, I played hockey as a kid a lot and was really into it, so I would say I would be playing hockey. Paul goes to the gym every day, so Paul would be doing something that entails lots of muscular skills. Whatever that would be, I don't know. Doug would be snowboarding. Wesley would probably have something to do with whatever the most vocal event is, if anybody screams or if you hear a lot of, like...
That would have to be the curling right there, man. Everybody's screaming, hurry hard, hurry hard. Plus the curlers, you know, I hear
there
that they are the biggest
That's
partiers
it.
At the
Wesley
Olympics.
Wesley would be curling.
Solid, dude. Well, Ryan Yerden, drummer from Puddle of Mud, thanks so much for taking the time and calling us up today to have a chat, bud.
Hey, man. Thank you, guys, and thank you for supporting the band. We appreciate it.